From Miletus in Asia Minor, Paul and his companions put out to sea again, and after touching at several ports of call, they finally arrived in Palestine, at the ancient city of Tyre, where the ship was to stop for 7 days to unload its cargo. They landed and went in search of some believers in the city and stayed with them. Inspired by the Spirit of God, these disciples warned Paul of approaching trouble and urged him not to go on to Jerusalem. But when the week was over, he went on his way. The disciples, with their wives and children, accompanied Paul and his friends out of the city, and there on the beach they all knelt down to pray. Then, after saying goodbye, Paul and the others went on board, and the Christians from Tyre returned home. The journey by sea ended at Ptolemais, a coastal city lying between Tyre and Caesarea. Paul went and greeted the believers there and stayed for the night. Leaving the next day, they took the road that led south to Caesarea, capital of the province of Judea, which lay some 60 kilometers away. When they arrived, they went to the house of Philip the Evangelist, one of the 7 deacons in the Church of Jerusalem, and stayed with him. Philip had 4 unmarried daughters who had the gift of prophecy. A few days later, a prophet named Agabus arrived from Judea. Going over to Paul, he took his belt, tied his own hands and feet with it, and said, "This is what the Holy Spirit says. The owner of this belt will be tied up in this way by the Jews in Jerusalem, and they will hand him over to the Gentiles." On hearing this, everyone pleaded with Paul not to go up to Jerusalem. But he answered, "What are you doing weeping like this and breaking my heart? For I am ready not only to be bound, but even to die there for the sake of the Lord Jesus." Paul would not be dissuaded, so his friends gave up, saying, "The Lord's will be done." After spending some time with Philip, Paul and his companions left for Jerusalem. Some of the disciples from Caesarea went with them and took them to the house of the man they were going to stay with, a believer from Cyprus, who had been a disciple since the early days. When they arrived in Jerusalem, they were given a warm welcome. The next day they went to see James, the Lord's brother, and all the elders were present. Paul greeted them and reported in detail what God had done among the Gentiles through his ministry. When they heard this, they all praised God. But the elders were troubled about what they had heard concerning Paul's attitude towards the law of Moses. It was being said that he was turning converted Jews living abroad away from the law, telling them not to circumcise their children or live according to custom. Generally speaking, most of the Jewish Christians continued to observe the law of Moses after their conversion, and Paul never tried to stop them. But he always made it clear that salvation is not obtained by observing religious rites or festivals, nor by good works, but only by faith in Jesus Christ and obedience to his word. Paul himself would on occasion conform to Judaism out of respect for his fellow countrymen, as he writes in his first letter to the Corinthians. "To the Jews I became like a Jew to win the Jews," he says. "To those under the law of Moses I became like one under the law, although I am under the law of Christ. I have become all things to all men, that I might by any possible means save some." In view of Paul's reputation, the elders in Jerusalem asked him to do something to reassure the Jews. He was to accompany 4 men who had taken the Nazarite vow according to the law of Moses. He was to join in their purification rites in the temple and pay their expenses. This would prove that Paul respected Jewish law and customs. "Then everyone will know," the elders said, "that there is no truth in these reports about you. As for the Gentile believers, we have already written to notify them of the few regulations they are to keep." So Paul agreed to do what they suggested. Next episode, Paul under arrest.